Liberty, the passionate creator, penned the book Living Without Fear, which has touched many lives, and the co-creator of the Amazon best-selling Inspired Journeys. If you're eager to explore a world of endless possibilities, you've come to the right place. Do you know someone who could use a dose of inspiration from today's episode? Feel free to share this podcast with them, and don't forget to stay updated by subscribing to my newsletter, joining me on YouTube, and if you found value in what you heard, kindly leave a brief review or rate it on your preferred podcast platform with a sprinkle of stars. Your unwavering support truly warms my heart, and I'm deeply appreciative of each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. And today, I'd like to share my own experience with deception and how I could coach myself through it so that I didn't need to stay stuck and feel as a victim any longer. My younger son has had two very challenging weeks because it was the end of his school quarter. He had to pass one final oral exam in German for his high school degree, and he had to hand in a big IT project on Friday before his vacation. And the last night, he didn't even sleep one single hour because of his project. And he went to school on that Friday morning to pass a last written English test. He was so brave, and I'm so proud of him, how he managed all together so beautifully. And of course, I wanted to make his last 2 weeks as easy as possible. I cooked, I helped him with texting, and I didn't ask him for any help in the household. Just a very few things, like taking care of our 5 tortoises. My probably 70-year-old tortoise became so heavy, and I cannot uplift her with the 4 healthy fingers of my left hand and place her in the shelter at night. If you are new to this podcast, I had a ski accident 5 weeks ago, and I'm not allowed to move my right shoulder and use my thumb of my left hand. So I had to ask my son for help. What he did after reminding him several times, and of course, not with great enthusiasm. But I could understand him because I always interrupted his learning or coding for his project. Yesterday, on his 2nd vacation day, he got invited by his girlfriend to go with her to the mountains for a couple of days. And he had to leave already the same evening. Our house needed vacuum cleaning, as I will have people coming to us this week. But cleaning is another thing I cannot do at the moment. So coming back to the topic expectations, you might guess that my expectations were very high that my son would help me with all the household things to do, and that he would also catch up with small things like washing the dishes or taking care of the garbage. Very high expectations, I admit. Can you relate to that? To shorten it up, my son left the house in the evening. He had vacuumed, not very thoroughly. Rests of cat food were still on the floor. And he left all the cooking pots dirty in the sink. And he didn't do anything else. You can guess I was very angry, but what was bigger and heavier was disappointment. I had believed in the good. I was sure my son would catch up, being a help to his mother. I felt like a victim, and I was stuck in negative feelings. At this point, I had to remind myself what Tony Robbins taught me about disappointment. Turn your expectations into appreciation. Well, it wasn't easy at the moment. I needed to work on myself for a while. I admit that I even expected some apologies coming from my son, but they didn't come. But what mattered the most was working with my feelings. I didn't want to be stuck in those negative feelings. Life is too short and too fragile. I wanted to move on and get back to positive feelings toward my 18-year-old. That's why I was asking myself, what do I appreciate about him? For example, he was so sweet a few weeks ago because he drove us to my parents, first to my father, and then to the clinic where my mother stays. He used his whole day for this visit, and he did it especially for me because before my ski accident, I spent a day per week at my parents to take care of them. And my son did this without being asked. And he was also calling me at the emergency clinic because I wasn't home yet after 2 hours. And he wanted to know what was going on. He also helped me very often to put my shoulder fixation in place after my showers. Basically, he is very sensitive to my needs. He's very understanding and extremely respectful. His teachers appreciate his presence very much, and his friends always call him when he's not coming to their meetups on weekends. I know he is in such a good place with himself, and everybody who knows him is very impressed by this wonderful soul. I always tell people how grateful I am for being his mother, as I raised him and his elder brother as a single mother, and I did a lot of things right. So I'm so proud of him. But yesterday I wasn't. But I have another idea. Isn't it a proof of certainty of being loved that he didn't fulfill his mother's expectations? He did all the things for school in the past weeks, and he hurried up yesterday to be in time to travel with his girlfriend, and he knew that his mother would forgive him out of love when he didn't clean up as he should have done. Or it could also be interpreted as an attempt of detachment from his mother. But the most important thing about this is that I didn't stay stuck in my negative feelings. I can see and feel now all the appreciation for my son, and that's what counts at the end of the day. Do you follow? So remember in the next days, replace expectations through appreciation. For example, sit down like me and write down what you appreciate all about this person. You'll quickly see the negative feelings will go away. And if you like, let me know what you discovered. You can share your thoughts with me on Instagram on YouTube, or you can write me an email. Thank you, dear listener, for spending your precious time with me and being so open to grow your mindset. And I cannot repeat it enough. In case you still feel worthless and nobody seems to like you, I tell you, you're amazing. I love you, and you're a gift to everyone who crosses your path. And please remember these sentences over and over again. Have an amazing day, and talk to you next week.